Blog Talk Radio.
But it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 9. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. in the Miamisburg, Ohio area. January 23rd, 2019, and it is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar. We all hope everyone is having a grand afternoon and thanking God for allowing all of us to see another day. We hope we are glad to bring you this program at this time. We hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Teddy from the Word hope that you have allowed God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word are delighted to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. It is so grand to be with you once again and to bring you Chatting from the Word. We hope everyone is having a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. You know, Brother Oscar, he was busy today, and certain things Brother Oscar just had to do this morning and get out there in the elements of the world. Elements of the world. Listen to Brother Oscar. In other words, Brother Oscar was busy, and sometimes it's just good just to stay busy and to keep your mind occupied. Sometimes, if you don't keep your mind occupied, everything else might enter in it. So sometimes when you keep your mind occupied, you don't let Satan give a chance for Satan to occupy it. In other words, okay? This morning in Miamisburg, Ohio, we had a little rain, looked kind of dreary out there, but it's not as cold as it have been. And if it's cold where you are, or raining, or dreary, or damp, go and have you a hot cup of coffee, hot cup of chocolate, and for the next 40 minutes, sit in your recliner or relaxing chair, or just go ahead on and stretch out, and get ready to listen to the smooth sound of Brother Oscar from Chatting from the Word. Today we're going to just play music. Before that, we'll be just playing music and making, we entitled it Making Melody, from Ephesians 5:18-19. And tomorrow we will attempt to bring a short message. But today we just want to play music. And I believe on Wednesdays, just to mix up the show for a little while, we want to just play music on Wednesday, and that should help you put a snap in your Christian walk. Brother Oscar, hope it does, because this is what I am attempting to do, is to help you to enjoy living this Christian life. When the world is saying you better not be a Christian, but here, Chatting from the Word, we are so glad that you are a Christian and striving to make heaven your home. You know the song that we play in the beginning of our program, and I hope that you familiarize yourself with it. That's Harold Robinson. And I believe when I first played that song, I mentioned his name and our association. We met, went to Southwestern Christian College back in the mid to early 70s. I'm a little older than what he is, but I always knew that Brother Harold Robinson could sing. And man, can he sing. He has one of the most beautiful voices in the Brotherhood today. Not making, Brother Oscar, I mean, he kind of making choices over the singers. I love good music, and we hope that you love good music too. So today, because today we are going to play some beautiful, beautiful music. All right. So sit a spell, sit around, have a seat, and let's listen to some beautiful, beautiful melody. Making melody. We're going to get to the next selection. Enjoy. Amen. Amen. That was Arthur Petridge with It Is Well With My Soul. I love that rendition of It Is Well With My Soul. He does it so beautifully. I just love it. It helps me to be mellow and think about how beautiful our Lord is. And is it well with my soul? Is it well with your soul this afternoon, my friend? We hope it is. And the only way you can make it well with your soul is to be in the body of Christ, in the body of Christ, and following the Lord. Okay? It was Paul who said in 1 Corinthians 11, 1, follow me as I follow Christ. So we hope that is where it is well with your soul this afternoon. If you want to know how to contact us on the show here, and the good thing about the show today, at least we're going to take out time and to talk with you. If you have any questions that you want to ask Brother Oscar, or if you have any questions to ask from the many lessons that we have been teaching, you can do that. And if you disagree with something Brother Oscar has said in one of his many lessons that he has been doing, you can ask that them too. But as always, I ask that you have book, chapter, and verse of the disagreement that you have with Brother Oscar so that we can discuss it. Because I truly believe that we are here to help one another to go to heaven. You know, with technology as it is and with the many programs that is coming on the internet, the airways, and everything else, at one time you could say, why, you never mentioned him to me. And I hope and pray that no one who listened to Chatting from the Word say that once Judgment Day comes, you never mention him to me. We're talking about him today in song. So we hope and pray that you get the message that you should be in Jesus Christ. So on, and we also are bringing a show on YouTube. We film that on Mondays, and on that program, we're talking about back to the basics, and we hope and pray that you are learning something from that lesson. But if you have not yet seen it, go to YouTube, pull it up, YouTube Chatting from the Word with Brother Oscar, and look at it and listen to it. And I like to say this, you know what I'm getting ready to say. You will see Oscar in live and in living color. All right. So this coming Monday, we're going to do another episode there. So be ready with your pen and paper to take notes. And then if you haven't watched it, go watch it. But while you're watching Chatting from the Word YouTube, subscribe. Chatting from the Word YouTube. And also here on Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, hosted by Brother Oscar. You can call in at when the show is being aired, like today. And the number is 657-383-0883. But do me a favor. When you listen to this program here on Blog Talk Radio, follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. But not only here, but also on Twitter. We do post the show to Twitter and also to Facebook and also to LinkedIn. And we hope that you are getting these programs that we are taking our time to make and to broadcast them to you. To be honest with you, Brother Oscar does it almost on a daily basis. Broadcasting it, passing it. Every day I wake up 8 o'clock in the morning like I go to a regular job just to make sure that you all are getting to listen to Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, and listen to YouTube, Chatting from the Word. I hope you're doing that. And I hope that what we are doing here is not in vain. All right, before we go to our prayer time, we want to play another selection for you. Just hold on, and we will be there momentarily. Here we go. Enjoy. Thank you. That was Praise and Harmony. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. It was James who said in James 5, verse 10, James said, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. You know, humility is one of the hardest lessons us as individuals to learn. Being humble is more than just where you walk, talk, the way you may bow down to others. But being humble also is a attitude of course, forgiveness, but it's an attitude of saying that I'm giving myself over to the Lord so that I can learn his ways much better and that I don't know everything. I know, don't get upset, Brother Oscar. I know that's a phrase I might use sometimes. I say when I'm talking about I may not know everything. I'm not the smartest man in the world. And I'm not. I'm just being honest. There's no humbleness about it or humility about it. Brother Oscar don't know everything, and he's still in his learning stage, though. He's in his mid-60s. But regardless how old you get, you never learn everything, my friends. You never will. So we all need to learn to be humble, learn humility if we have not learned it. And I guarantee you the Lord will bring you through some storms so that you can learn it and humble yourself. And let Brother Oscar tell it, because at almost 65, I have been through some tough, tough times and still going through them if you let me tell it. So, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. All right, we getting ready to go for time of prayer. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for, the time is now to call it in. The number is area code 657-383-0883. The number is 657-383-08. Excuse me. If you're not calling today, we're on tomorrow. You can call tomorrow with a prayer request. And if you want to talk to Brother Oscar, there's always a space under the show that says comments. And you can put your comments below the show if you want to do it like that. All right. It was Paul who said, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. My friend, we should be praying for all saints. In other words, we should be praying for one another, that we keep walking the straight and narrow way as being a Christian, because we live in a world that do not really recognize the Lord as the Lord commands us to recognize him. So at this time, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom has come, thy will is being done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Father, we come thanking you for the benefit of this day. Because, Father, we recognize on yesterday this day was not even promised to us. But because, Father, you loved us so much, you watched over us as we slept and slumbered last night. And with your finger of love, you touched us and you woke us up to see another wonderful, wonderful day. So, Father, we thank you so much for allowing us to see another day. Oh, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, that we, through him, may have salvation. Father, we thank you for so much. I apologize for the interruption. Hello?
Hey, dude.
Oscar, I'm on the air, son. Call you back. Bye. Sorry for the interruption. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings that you brought our way. Father, we come praying for each listener. We pray that you be with each listener. Help them to go through the struggles that they are facing. Help them to learn the lesson of humility. Help them to stay in you and be in you, Father. And Father, we come praying for our program, Chatting from the Word. Help us to keep it on the air. Help us to keep on chatting about your Word. And Father, help us to bring this program today, making melody. We hope that, Father, that we have helped someone today to put a snap in a Christian walk. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen. And amen. We want to apologize for the interruption, and please forgive us. We want to thank you for praying with us. And we hope that we have shared something in our prayer to help you along this Christian walk, okay? We want to play another selection for you before we go into our next phase of the program. Okay. Hold on, we'll get there. Oh, we'll get there. Enjoy.
I'm gonna be some milk and honey, one of these days. I know you're fine.
Amen, amen, amen. That was an a cappella company with that remission of the song. I'm glad to hear that, to view that city one of these days. It's going to be a happy day for you and for me. We that are in the body of Christ, and if we live faithfully in the body, heaven will be our home. And not only will we see that land, but we will be living in that land through all eternity with our Father and with our Savior, Jesus Christ. All right. First of all, like I said, I'm so glad to bring you this program at this time. And if you're on Facebook, and when we pass you through Facebook, it seems like we have passed a show to you too many times, let Brother Austin know, and I will explain to you what we're doing here. I appreciate Brother Chris Edwards from bringing that attention to me. He said it seemed like I'm passing him the same attachment, but what it was, when we sometimes do a show, because we air a different show every day, Monday through Fridays. And when I pass it to you in a personal way, that's a new show that we are passing to you. It's not no repeat of anything. And sometimes the show might. And I know that yesterday myself, then when I pass and look back on what I passed, it might say, like, overcoming the world without the other sentence that is attached to that. I hope I'm explaining it right. And sometimes you have to go into the attachment and listen to the program to see for yourself. This is a radio show, and we are on every day for your uplifting and for your inspiration and to help you to live this Christian life, okay? So every show that we pass to you personally every day, those are new shows. Now, what we do when we broadcast old shows, hoping that you all who have not listened to this show get a chance to listen to the show, all right? And that's what I do. I'm here every day, even when I'm not on broadcasting the show to you, all right? And like I said, I enjoy bringing the show to you. I enjoy, like today, playing music to you and for you and for us so that we can be encouraged to live much more stronger and closely with the Lord. And as I said, I'm doing this Monday through Friday. It's just like a regular job for me. It's a ministry for me to reach out to those who need to know Jesus Christ and reach out to those who want to encourage in Christ. So if you want to make a donation to Chatting from the Word, do that. And if you've been listening to us for quite some time, you know, Brother Oscar keeps saying he's not a rich man. I'm a poor man, maybe one of the poorest in the world. And I'm putting in on a program so I can tell others about Jesus Christ, and I can't afford it. So if you want to help us out here, if you want to join hands with Brother Oscar and be a part of Chatting from the Word, we're not asking for that much of a donation now. And if you have a job, I know you have a dollar. If you have a job, I know you have 2, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30. And we're just asking a month's wage to do that. We're not telling you to send millions and billions of dollars, because I recognize the many listeners that we do have. If each one sent a dollar a month, we'd be able to do this program in the grandest of ways. All right? So do that. And churches, you can help us out here too. Put us in your budget for 2019. If we have helped others to come and to be a part or be added to the body that you're at, help Brother Oscar out here. Help him out here. Help him to encourage your members and yourself, if you're a leader or minister or elder or deacon, to continue on uplifting you and helping others to find Jesus Christ. Will you do that? All right? And if you want to know how to get in contact, well, before I say that, let me say this. We also are on PayPal. I do have a PayPal account if you're wondering where to send the money to. We have a PayPal account. Pull my name up on PayPal and donate whatever you want to donate. And we're also taking one-time donation if you want to also do that. And if you want to contact me besides calling in on the show, you can contact me. I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox me on Facebook. Or you can send me a email to my email address, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or can go to my webpage. We do have a webpage. I got to get my thoughts together. Go to my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. And if you want to leave a line or two, you are welcome to do that. But on the webpage, we do have a bookstore. I have authored 2 books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want both books are $43. Do that. And when you buy a book from Oscar Publishing, you are also supporting us here from Chatting from the Word. All right, we want to quickly play another selection for you, okay? Hold on. Hold on. Okay, let's try to find the next selection, okay? Oh, bro, Oscar just had all sorts of problems today. Enjoy. We don't know what this is, but enjoy.
Oh,
We hope that you enjoyed that selection that will be mailing heirs how great they are and God is able. I love the way they combined both songs, because if you recognize that God is great, you also will recognize that He is able. Our God is able to bring you out the worst of the storms. Our God is able to put you on a higher plane than whatever you can put your own self in or on. But you must humble yourself in His sight so He can lift you up. We're going to play another song, and that's a song we should have played in that place. We'll be glad we played that. Hold on for 1 second, and we get another selection. And we hope we can finish this selection off at the end of the show. If not, we play another selection. But if it takes us as far as the hour we have, we will cut it short. And here we go. Okay, one.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed that selection. That was Greg Owens and Dwayne with All My Trials. You know, something when you're going through trials, how our Lord will come in and be a guiding light for you when you're going through those trials. When times are seem to get dark for you and you cannot see the light at the end of a long dark tunnel, our Lord will be that light for you to find the way. But the problem is, and the question is, will you allow him to be the light in a world that really doesn't really recognize or don't want to recognize Jesus Christ? In the world, that if you tell them you're a Christian, they might not like it. They might laugh at you and think you're crazy. If Brother Oscar can use that terminology. Or they would not believe that you are a Christian. They want to test you and say, sure, you are looking at big time a Christian. And most of you know what I'm talking about. So in the world that really do not care if you're a Christian or not, Jesus is that light at the end, long and dark tunnel that we have to walk through sometimes. And when I mention tunnel, we're talking about the many storms that we face from time to time. All right, it's almost time for us to wrap it up, and we're going to wrap it up, and we're going to, first of all, let's go into the word of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us with this time together to be able to come and to play music and to put a snap in someone's Christian walk today. Oh, Father, we pray for each listener. We pray they have a good day and a wonderful afternoon, and they go to someone class this afternoon and learn you more perfectly. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, it was nice chatting with you today from the Word of God. See you, not see you, but we will be going tomorrow at the same time and the same station. Bye-bye.